Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is DeJuan Boyd, a.k.a. DJ Rabbit, representing Rabbit Productions, hanging out chilling with my girl, Cy Boogie. That's right, Cy Brown, right here on LifeRemixedRadio.com. Say word.
Hey, everybody. It's your girl, Cy Brown. Today is Tuesday, September 23rd. And I said the same thing yesterday. Where is the time flying? Where is the time going? I have no idea. All I know, you know, it kind of stinks sometimes when you work from home. I work from home sometimes because I'm too cheesy and lazy to go into the city sometimes. But let me tell you, I work from home in my office, and I'll just, you know, be working. And I typically have longer days when I work in the office because I kind of roll out of bed and start working. And when I look up, it's dark outside, and I'm saying, wait a minute, life is passing me by. This isn't supposed to happen this way. What's going on? So I don't know if anybody else has noticed besides me, but life is just, you can't let life pass you by. Pay attention to what's going on, because too many days I've looked up and I'm like, wait a minute, it's dark out, and now it's getting dark. I don't know. In other parts of the country, it's very different, but I know in New York now, by about 7 o'clock, it's dark already. I remember when I was living in Atlanta a couple of years ago, it was fall, you know, say October-ish, and it was still light outside. You know, that's not happening up here in New York. By the end of this month, it's going to be dark by like 6 o'clock. And I hate when it gets dark so early. I love spring and long days and weather like that. I don't like it being so dark, but I don't think I have much of a choice in the matter. I just want to say hello to everybody that's listening. Yesterday we had a really, really active chat room. I mean, it was a lot of stuff was jumping off yesterday. So big shout out to Tiffany Janae and Dropping Seed and True View. Oh, you know what? I almost forgot the best news of all. If for everybody that's listening, get a chance, go to my website, just go to cybrown.com, and I posted all of like my social networking things right on cybrown.com. So now you can follow me on Twitter, you can follow me on Facebook, you can follow me on MySpace, you can follow me on YouTube, and then you can buy my books from Amazon. But I sent out yesterday the absolute best news ever, and it is that my mother is cancer-free. I don't even know how I let that pass me by like that quickly. We have a great guest coming on the show today. His name is Derek Hayes, and he is an encouragement speaker. But I want to share some of the wonderful emails that were sent to me between last night and tonight, and this morning about my mom before we get into our wonderful conversation with Derek. In the meantime, I'm trying to open up the chat room just for everybody that's trying to log into the chat room. I'm not sure why it's not opening, but for some reason, I'm going to try again in a moment. It's just acting a little funky today, but we'll definitely be able to get this chat room open so we can start the chat. But even what's bigger than that, I do want to read some of the warm wishes and thank yous to everybody. And to True View Radio, I got your email. He is one of the listeners that listen to this show every single day and sent me an email. So I'm just going to read a couple of them because there's too many. My list is huge. So when I sent it out to my list and I sent it out on Facebook and I sent it out on Twitter, I've just gotten so many emails, and I'm going to read a couple of them. Charles Boyer from Jesus Peace Outreach said, praise God, which is wonderful. The Elevator Group at Comcast said, thank God for his many blessings. Gwen Richardson from Cush City said, Saida, I'm glad to hear that your mother is cancer-free. I know how it is to have a loved one diagnosed with cancer. I lost my younger brother to pancreatic cancer on December 23rd, 2007. Very tragic for our family. Be blessed and give your mother my regards. Gwen. Michelle Roberts, who is one of the members on my list, said, awesome news. Congratulations. I'm very happy to you and your family. Neka Fritz, who is in Africa right now, put amen, sis, God is good and continues to be a blessing in the blessing business. I think both of our lives have been testaments to that fact. Be blessed, NECA. And she sent that from her iPhone, well, it said from her iPod, so I'm assuming it was her iPhone. J. L. Wood, 73. Oh, that's my cousin's husband. He put, yo, that's great. Tamika Morrison from the Right Styles Public Relations said, thanks for sharing your miraculous testimony. I'm overjoyed and contented to see God work in your mom's life and your family. Of course, Dee Dee, who is our show publicist, she put Kool-Aid. Brown 6417 on my email list put, God bless to you and your mom, and may his glory continue to fill your house. Love your sister in Christ. Wanda Burnside from WT Vision said, dear Saida, this is wonderful and exciting news. Maxine Dorsey, yay, yay, yay. I'm so happy that she is over that hurdle. Now it's time to live life and live long. I mean, that's just the ones that I received since 7:30 this morning. So I'm definitely not going to get into every single response. But just everybody who has sent me well wishes, thank you. And I know my mom thanks you all, too. I will be either printing. My mom is getting up to speed being tech savvy, but I'll probably print these out and mail them to her. So I'm just really excited, and I'm really happy. So thank you, everybody, for sending me emails and keeping me posted on how well you're encouraging me and encouraging my mom and just all of that encouraging, which fits right into Derek, who is an encouragement speaker. I'm going to get into today's Daily Thought from the Hill before I bring Derek in. And we're really going to get into, you know, just having a great show today. The chat room should be open in a moment. It says connecting, so for everybody trying to get into the chat room, just be patient. It just keeps saying connecting, so we'll hopefully it'll open itself and avail itself in a moment. So for Tuesday, September 23rd, our Daily Thought from the Hill, coming courtesy of Atlanta's Hillside Chapel and Truth with Dr. Barbara Lewis King is the founder minister. Today, this month in September, they actually celebrate 37 years. So happy birthday to Hillside. But today's Daily Thought from the Hill says, I honor my teachers. And it reads as follows. Teachers are one of our most valuable resources. Teachers facilitate our learning by bringing out the answers that are within us. Teachers help us to define ourselves and see the gifts that we have inside. Teachers channel our energy towards ideas that are positive and creative. Teachers are to be honored and celebrated for the work they do. Many people remember a teacher that went beyond the call of duty to help them in their intellectual and moral development. When we think of teachers, we think of those who are in our educational institutions. But many of our teachers are people who we find in our churches, grocery stores, jobs, and in our homes. They are the persons who help us discover through our interactions who we are. Some teachers can be more difficult than others, but all are to be honored. Through our teachers, we learn our strengths and our connection to spirit. I honor all my teachers. Thanks, God, in me, as me, and so it is. And our scripture reading for today comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 52, verse 7. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings glad tidings of peace, who publishes good tidings of good, and who declares salvation. So that's our daily thought. And I think one of the most interesting things about honoring your teachers is that everybody doesn't necessarily have to look like a teacher or have the name as teachers. You know, once you become a parent, you automatically become a teacher. Once you share your gift, whatever your gift is, with someone else, you become a teacher. And if someone offers you an encouraging word, you know, that makes them a teacher to you as well. Oh, look at that. See, I'm really good at this. How about that? Speaking of encouraging, I'm going to bring in today's guest, Mr. Derek Hayes. Derek, are you with us?
I'm live and present. How you doing?
How are you? I'm happy to have you on the show today. I was going to read, like, all of the well wishes, and I said by the time I read all of those, Derek is going to be, like, disconnected on the phone line.
No, I'll just man, name on what you're talking about, just getting blessed by just hearing you honor your teachers and give them the word of the day. And it's just, you know, I just listen to words and listen for messages that are spoken through words that I hear, read, and other people speak.
Well, you know, just even speaking on that note, can you just let our listeners know a little bit about who you are? Take your time. We have a full hour today. We've got until 12:55. So, you know, let us know who you are, because then I'm going to start being nosy and asking you a bunch of questions.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Every interview I do is different, because you never know how the Lord is going to speak through you. First of all, my name is Derek Hayes. I'm a speaker, writer, consultant. I'm on the show because I met Si a few years ago. And like in the scripture, Proverbs 18:16, it says, a man's gift, make a room for him and bring him before great men. So everywhere I go, I share my gifts with words, and it blesses people and it encourages them. So that, you know, I encourage enough people so that when I'm down, someone comes back and encourages me. And I was just looking at the words of the title of the show, Life Remix Radio. I just looked at the word life. And inside of the word life is the word if. And I'm just here to say that if you don't try, who's to say you will succeed? And life does one thing to you. Life takes you through something only to make you do something.
Mm.
And if you look at the word remixed, right, you have R-E-M-I-X-E-D, right? If you pull out that word, don't worry about how it's spelled. Just think about the sound, right? If you just pull out the word mix, right, it leaves you with read. So if you mix a little reading into your life, into your learning, just think how much better of a person you'll be. And that's
wow.
Why you had this radio show, so you can mix that life, what's going on out there, in with that reading, in with that knowledge, so people can get blessed and get that information, that insight, so they can get that increase. So I'm just here to have fun.
Well, wait, look, and then you end it on saying, well, I'm just here to have fun. You can't say that after you just dropped all those jewels on us, Derek.
Well, we're just having fun because, like you said, honor your teachers. And, like, in the word teachers, the word each. You know, like, through each one of us, someone can learn something. So it's just a blessing just to be here. And one of my teachers was my father. And my father, he retired from the military, and then he retired from the school system. And he told me, as long as you love something, they'll always find a way to pay you and always find a way to bless you and move you from one level to the next, one story to the next story, one opportunity to the next opportunity. And you talk about your mother overcoming cancer, and that's a beautiful thing, because my mother overcame cancer the first time, and then the second time she didn't. So that's why life is so precious, and you have to be thankful for each and every second that you have for yourself as well as for your loved one. But before my mother passed away, she gave me the word look. And this is for everybody, because inside of the word look is the word okay. See, because no matter how it looks, no matter if you don't have your hair, no matter if you don't have a job, no matter if you don't have clothes on your back, money in your bank account, my mother said, don't worry about how it looks, because, see, the word okay is in there to let you know that everything's going to be all right. So my mother was a teacher, and I'm a member of Friendship Baptist Church here in Columbus, Georgia, and where the pastor is M&S Anaton, and he just preached a message called What Is Man? So it just, you know, I learned from everybody. I'm learning from you. I'm learning from everybody that I come across. Everybody can teach everybody something. Everyone has a talent. A lot of them are undiscovered, because most of our dreams, the greatest inventions, are in the cemetery because no one gave birth to them.
I don't know about anybody listening right now, but I'm just ready to, like, fall on the floor. because, like, the way you said it, I think a lot of times we hear things, but just how you... like, in the word look, it's okay, and I don't even know. You just said so much stuff, Derek, that I just think can help so many people. You know, when you...
That's just like the name in your book, right? Can't Hip Hop Be Holy, right?
Oh, yeah, right, which you're
in. Just the title alone is so positive, because it don't say can't hip hop be holy. It says can, because a lot of people don't have can in their vocabulary. That's why they don't have an opportunity in the can that they can open and spread light to others. But see, just look at the title, hip, right? It say you got a hip, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're able to move. That means you can hop, right?
Yeah.
If you can, that means you can hop. That means you can be holy. It's a choice.
Mm.
So to let everything that have breath, what? Praise you, the Lord. So it's an opportunity. It's a choice. The choice is, the question is, what are you going to do with your choice? It's not that you don't have a choice. It's that, what are you going to do with your choice? Because I could be a discouraging speaker, or I can be a negative speaker, but I choose to be a positive speaker. And if I can uplift somebody, why not? Too many people falling down.
I don't think you have it in you to even be negative in any capacity. I mean, I'm sure you do somewhere down the line, but from what I've known of you and all the conversations that we had, you know, Derek and I, you and I have talked behind the scenes of the show. There have been times where you'll send me a text message and you're like, Sai, don't worry, everything's going to be okay. And I'm like, okay, now where is this coming from? And you'll call and get my voicemail and I won't call you back for a minute and you'll still be faithful and diligent. And when I call you back, you're like, I don't know, I just got the word to send you that text message or send you that email. And I'm like, yo, how did you know? And I think what you do really is a skill, because just even the fact when we were talking about teachers, that's not something we planned to discuss. That's not something that was like, okay, this is the daily thought for today and this is what we're going to talk about. Because 90% of the time, I don't even read the daily thought until I'm reading it on the air.
Right. So that's the spirit. Yeah, you just putting it out there, you know, your spirit and your subconscious and your superconscious is going to fill you with the insight to, you know, to give the people the information. So something you don't have to worry about. If you just go, it'll show. And once it shows, the people will grow. And when they grow, they're going to know. And then when they know, they're going to have that flow.
I was like, we need to have somebody start beatboxing here.
No, I'm going to have fun. He just don't understand. I'm having fun.
I absolutely love it. You know what is so funny too, because you mentioned the book, Can Hip Hop Be Holy, of which you are a contributor. You know, you and I, you know, speaking of beatboxes and all that stuff, we do come from the hip hop generation. And how do you think just coming from that generation and how we grew up, how do you think that impacts our ability to kind of look at life and all the things that are changing around us?
It's a great, the great ability to adapt to different situations that are going on, because we started off where we had some computer games, but we didn't have the technology where it's at to this day, where we still had to get out and work out, play sports. You know, I started off break dancing. And we had a little car.
Wait, stop. You were a break dancer?
Yeah, for a little while I was a break dancer back in the day.
Get out of here.
And even I was in a small community, and we just went and watched, you know, I had Beat Street, you know, the Beat Street Battle. And then they had the two major crews. And then right after the movie, everybody was hyped up. We took it to the bus station, or, you know, and it was one of the biggest crowds in my little town, in the town's history. We had one of the biggest breaking battles ever. And
get
it's just one of the things. You know, my main thing was the hand spin. You know, you get on your hand, the glove, and you spin. I could never get the windmill right, so my breakdance career was short-lived. But one thing that I learned was I learned how to speak. And it started off, honestly, it started off as a negative, because I learned how to talk about people.
Right.
In a negative sense. Now I speak to people in a positive sense. So, you know, God showed me the light through writing and speaking, how I can uplift people and how I can, you know, make my presentations exciting or energetic, and that people don't have to be bored when they hear a speaker, and that you can just, you know, give some positive and always bring positive energy. You know, I like to, you know, include chants into my presentation, you know, chants in the beginning, in the middle, and the end, you know, to keep people awake, keep people alert, make sure they're paying attention, because you can get that little nugget in a chant. You know, you can say something like, when I say who's blessed, I want you to say I'm blessed. See, sometimes people don't even know they're blessed. But if I say who's blessed and they respond by saying I'm blessed, they no longer can tell that they're not blessed. So it's just something simple you can put in there and make a difference in their life. And you just, like I always tell the story when I speak about Miss Johnson, because one time I was in Atlanta, and I said, Miss Johnson, how are you? And Miss Johnson said, I'm blessed by the best. So I always open up and I tell them the story about Miss Johnson, because we got to know that we're blessed by the best.
Yeah.
And we got to just, you know, no matter what happens in life, we got to stand up and say, hey, I still want to contribute. I still want to cooperate. I still want to make a difference.
You know, when I wake up every day, and I get up really early in the morning, this is a true story. Well, everything I say is true, but when I wake up in the morning, I literally, like, when I realize, when I become cognizant and aware that I'm awake, I literally, like, open one eye and then open another, almost probably how you would, like, see a cartoon or something wake up. And as soon as both of my eyes are open and I pan my room, I'm like, okay, I got another chance to get it right. And I really honestly believe that, like, okay, every day I wake up is another opportunity and another chance for Sai to be a better Sai. Whatever that means or whatever it is, it's just giving me another chance to be a better me. And I think, you know, I had mentioned this yesterday on the air, that part of my definition of success is every day striving to be a better you. And just with the radio show and bringing in phenomenal guests like you, we don't even know who we're encouraging. Do you ever realize the magnitude of who you're encouraging with your words?
Sometimes I do, because people tell me. But other than that, I know it's an obligation that I have to encourage somebody, that I have to, whenever I speak, my goal is always to have fun and to reach one, because if I can reach one, then I can reach two.
Right.
I don't go in there and think I can reach everybody. But if I do reach everybody one by one, then it's all good. But I know it's an obligation. I know it's a job that I have to do, to just say thank you, my brother. Say thank you, my sister. Hey, you did a great job today. Or I asked them what their name is. You know, God gave me the gift to take someone's name. I might not get them to the Bible. I might not can get them to Think and Grow Rich. I might not be able to get them to Maximum Achievement by Brian Tracy. But if I can just get their name, you know, I could turn their name into a positive message right before their eyes. Not because I could do it, because God does it through me. And I just share my gift to Derek Nims. Like, for example, you can give me anyone's name right now. I can turn it into a positive message right here live on Live Remix Radio.
Yeah, if we have anybody, you know what, Derek, on that note, just so everybody is aware who's listening, the chat room literally just opened like 10 seconds ago. So for everybody that was trying to get into the chat room, it is now open. I think there must have been like server challenges or something. And if anybody wants to call in and speak with Derek, the call-in number is 347-633-9113. So for all of our guests that would like to call in, dial 347-633-9113. And today we're talking to Derek Hayes, who is an author, a speaker, and really he lives to encourage people. I'm very, very happy he's joining us today. So just on the quick programming tip, the chat room is now open. And for whatever reason, I'm happy that it's now open. Derek, I want to shift gears a little bit because you are a speaker and people can book you to speak. But how did you, I want to talk first how you got into speaking and then, you know, talk a little bit more about your presentations. How did you become a speaker, an encouragement speaker?
When I was a senior at Tennessee State University, I'll give you the short version. When I was a senior at Tennessee State University, me and a friend named Andre Lee, we wanted to be millionaires, and we wanted to be big in business. And so right now at our college at Tennessee State, the College of Business, there's a scholarship fund that we started almost 15 years ago, and it's called the Wall of Excellence Scholarship and Development Fund. And we thought that we could help our school raise a lot of money, and so to this day, it has raised over $500,000.
Wow.
For scholarships to go to the students The money goes to the students and to improve the College of Business at Tennessee State University. And we saw this blank wall, and there's nothing on the wall. Because at TSU, they had two campuses, a main campus and a downtown campus. So at Tennessee State, we saw that this blank wall could help kids, one, stay in school, and two, further their education. And so it's been successful. You know, like I said, close to 15 years, raised over $50,000, over $500,000, I'm sorry. And in turn, companies had their logos on the wall, and the money goes to the Scholarship and Development Fund. So with that in mind, we were in business. And one day we wanted to do business with the Nashville Urban League when I lived in Nashville, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And the Nashville Urban League challenged me and my friend Andre to become speakers overnight. So we're like, speakers? Are you serious? So they were like, yeah. Matter of fact, we had this young group, and it was a young group at that, because they had a job training partnership program where one group went in the morning to work and then in the afternoon came back for workshops. So we had two presentations to prepare for. So overnight, we had to develop a program to motivate kids. So we're like, okay, what can we do? So we wanted to make it fun because we didn't want to make the presentation bored. So we started with a program called If I Can, You Can, We Can. And we only had 24, like I said, we had 24 hours to put this program together. So if I can, you can, we can. What we did was we showed youth how starting a business is like playing a game. So we took the game of Uno, which every child at that time could relate to. We showed them how playing this game is like starting a business. Because in life, when you dealt those cards, those are your resources. And it's not the resources that you are given. It's how you use the resources that you are given. It's how you adapt to change. It's how you play your cards. And so we show them that not in life, the reality is not everyone's going to win, but everyone has the opportunity. And so we showed them that, and we went through different activities. And we also wrote an acronym. And the acronym was SOAP. And we'd ask each youth, how many of you woke up this morning with the right SOAP? And the right SOAP was skills, opportunities, attitude, and preparation. But when we asked that question, the kids would start smelling themselves like they had just put on some Dial or put on some Dove. But then when we hit them with that nugget, and then they realized that they got to get these skills right, find these opportunities, have their attitude in check, and be prepared. And so that was the beginning of my speaking career with that one message when somebody said, hey, I need you to speak. So just if anyone's out there listening, don't worry about trying to be a speaker. You're already a speaker. Just speak. But develop a program that you could present and start with the insight and the information that you know. You're already an expert. Just find out what you're an expert in and put that program together and make it happen. But the only thing I ask is that you make it fun and entertaining, you know, get their attention to teaching at the same time. And that's how I really got started.
But, you know, you said something so profound. You were like, yo, don't even call yourself a speaker. Just do it. And you know something? I think that's the best way to start any venture. And some may dispute it, but I go in head first. You know what I mean? You calculate your risks up front, but just go ahead and do it head first. And I'll share something. I have a friend who, like in the 90s, before I started my PR firm, I was going to do PR, she was going to do marketing. And we had just, you know, kind of graduated college and, you know, we're going to be these entrepreneurs, da 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 da. She's researching and researching and researching. I mean, and I tell everybody she's my really, really smart friend. But me, I mean, I wrote a business plan that was like 4 pages, hers was like 44 pages, and I say that facetiously, it wasn't that long. But I just was like, we're going to be planning forever. And I started my company, and she did not. And thank God we still have a really great relationship. But the difference was I made tons and tons and tons of mistakes, pissed a lot of people off, really tried to prove that I wasn't stupid. You know, I wasn't stupid. I'm pretty smart. But, you know, just like stupid business mistakes, whatever a stupid business mistake would be, I can't think of one off the top of my head. But the point is, I'm like, yo, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to start writing about it, stop bulleting this list, stop trying to pick the paper that it's going to go on, stop trying to choose a perfect font. I'm just going to do it. And it worked. And I think by you saying, you know what, I didn't really methodically plan to be a speaker, you just did it, I firmly, firmly, firmly believe your gift will make room for you. I firmly believe your gift will make room for you. And if you live by that, just wake up, go with the flow, don't question too much, take very calculated risks, and I think you'll be absolutely fine. What do you think about that?
Most definitely, because you'd be surprised at all the great people that I've met by just going out there. I remember one time when I had my first book called Derek Lynn's From A to Z.
I have that book, by the way.
And I was just at the point in my life where, you know, I didn't want the bookstores to determine when my book could be available. I didn't want the major publishers. So what I did was I just got excited about writing. And everybody involved with the process, they volunteered their time and money to help me put my book together. I mean, even the company that printed the book, they spotted me 5,000 books. They
wow.
printed them to pay us when you get the money. So they believed in my project, and I was just going the streets. I was delivering pizza one time, and the lady wasn't even going to tip me. And I half-heartedly said, hey, I have a book. And she said, what's it about? I said, it's motivation. She said, I need that. And she gave me $10 for my book right there on the spot. And she wasn't even going to tip me. I used to walk in stores like Walmart and have a couple books on me because I never know who I run into. One lady was getting her hair done, and she lifted her hair up out of the dryer and seen me walking and said, hey, you got your book? I said, yeah. Went in and sold a book. I used to pull into my driveway. People would stop me and say, hey, you got that book? I said, yes, I do. You know, matter of fact, I used to work at a hotel, and I was checking people in, and I always took two or three books with me, and I had them right under the counter. And I'm checking people in. I say, by the way, do you like to read? And they say, why? And then I have my book right there on the counter. I said, because I wrote a book. And they would say, hey, how much? I say, $10. And then, you know, I know it went all the right way to do, but I was trying to get my dream out then. I would even package books with rooms. Like on certain days, the general manager would say, hey, we got a $30 cushion. You know, sell a book anywhere from 60 to 100. However, you got to work it. So I would work it with, hey, I say the regular rate's 100. If you put 60 in a room, give me 10 for a book over here, you still got $30 in your pocket. And so people will support me. So you just got to find a way to get your dream out there. And I even sold books to celebrities like Mike Epps when he did his first Friday movie. I met him in the radio station in Atlanta. I would sell books in the radio station. I'm not even a rap artist, but I go to open mic and give them some words. So I'll be like, hey, a whoa, you know, a whoa is a word of encouragement. I'll say things like, before you leave work, just like before you stop listening to this Life Remix radio, or before you go to sleep tonight, give someone a whoa, which means give them a word of encouragement. So God showed me how to turn words around. So I would just give life into whatever you're doing and just believe that you can make it happen, because if you don't have no money, you can make money without money. Just have if you got a dream, you can sell your dream to someone else. They'll finance your dream that's on paper, and then you just make it happen. If you don't have the money to produce a book, write an e-book. You know,
yeah.
Get with someone that knows how to do e-books, and just get your dream in motion. If you keep your dream, you know, somebody gonna support you. Somewhere along the way. If you don't give up, like people support me, they're like, man, you crazy enough to keep going, man. I got to support you.
And you
know
what's true? That's very true. I had a guy on the show. I think Carl was on maybe almost a month ago, actually, Carl Agard. And it was funny because when he called in, he was walking down 34th Street in Manhattan, and he was looking for a quiet place to call into the show, you know, at 12. And he was like, yo, I'm pushing my books out of the back of my Benz. And it's funny because you would think somebody that is driving, and he's got a beautiful car, you know, you would think that somebody who has a Benz is past that quote-unquote hustle. You know, you would think they're they've arrived or they've made it. And he's like, no way. I'm pushing my books out of the back of my bins. I'm from the hip-hop generation. My book is called Getting a Real Out of Real Estate, and I am hustling my books out of, you know, out of my trunk. And it's funny because I think you have to have that hustle mentality in the economy in which we live right now. I promised everybody last week, since I beat Lehman Brothers and AIG into everybody's head last week, I promised we're going to have a week free of talking about finances. But just in light of what's going on, and here's my little 30-second commercial, everybody. Once we get off the air, if you can, just check out MSNBC or Fox or CNN, because right now the heads of all the feds are testifying in a congressional hearing to see if we can give them a $700 billion blank check to bail out these companies. Hint, hint. The $700 billion request has not been itemized. So if Congress gives them $700 billion, which is approximately 5% of our gross domestic product, with no itemization, we don't know where this money is going to or what it's for, who's going to use it, and how it's going to be allocated. So I'm going back now into my finance-free mode, but I had to slip that in there, and I'm sure you all will appreciate it. But
can I piggyback on what you said?
Oh, yeah.
Because, see, you said the word slip, but you ain't slip because, see, slip is sharing, learning is prosperous. See, that's slip for you.
Oh,
sharing, learning is prosperous. You said you got to slip in that finance moment, but, see, sharing love is prosperous, or sharing learning is prosperous. So that's slip for you. Anytime you think you got to slip something in, you just use that.
Oh, I love it. Wait a minute. I have to put that in the chat room. Wait a minute. Hold on. I said slip that in, but you said sharing.
Learning.
Or learning is prosperous.
Prosperous.
Okay. I stuck it in the chat room. I think I have a spelling error in there, but I think you guys will, you know, forgive me for that one. Let me read some of the stuff that's going on in the chat room. Let me just read some of the stuff and see what's going on. I told True You, thanks for the email. He said, love is love. You're welcome. Everybody was just talking about how they had a little bit of trouble logging in. Truth be known, I thought it was because I was talking about such political stuff last week. I thought they were doing something funky to my show. But everyone was saying that everybody was having a little bit of difficulty, so I feel a little bit better. Teja Vu Teresa, thank you for joining us in the chat room. I've never seen you listening on the show before. Join us in the chat room, so thank you very much for joining us. And Derek, she said, wonderful guests and show. Very empowering, inspirational.
What's her name?
No.
Huh?
Her name is it's Teresa. It says Teja Vu and then underscore Teresa, so I believe her name is Teresa.
How does she spell it?
There's no H. It's T-E-R-E-S-A.
T-E-R-E-S-A?
Yeah, T-E-R-E-S-A. So she's just saying that it's a great guest and great show, empowering, inspirational, motivational. Thank you.
Okay, it says Teresa is through empowering resources, enlighten someone ahead.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait, say that very quickly. I mean, say it slowly, Derek.
Oh, Teresa. Through empowering resources, enlighten someone ahead. That's Teresa.
Okay, I think I got it. So through empowering resources
enlighten someone. Someone ahead.
Okay. You guys in the chat room, I type so quickly and there may be spelling errors. Okay, so Derek just created a Derek name for Teresa. Through empowering resources, enlighten someone ahead. Oh, that was so nice, Teresa. That's coming from Derek directly to you. She said, love it. I want to say hello, too, to Ms. V on the scene. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us today. She always joins us, and I got a chance to listen in on her show on Saturday, so thank you very much.
Let me go back to reading some of the other things in the chat room. TrueView, send me the correct spelling of your name because I want to have Derek do a Derek name for you as well. Biomed Byline, Derek says you're right, that she put in the chat room, he's right, never stop following your dream. Oh, Teresa asked Derek, does he talk to young people and does he talk to school, in school settings? He would be wonderful.
Most definitely.
Yeah, answer most that, Derek.
Like I said, I started off speaking with the youth, and through my experience as a public speaking over the last 15 years, God has put me in situations where I've had to speak from kids in elementary all the way to kindergarten, all the way up to speak to senior citizens. So I've learned how to speak to the young as well as the old. And everybody out there that needs a speaker can reach me at info@encouragementspeaker.com. My website is encouragementspeaker.com. My 800 number is 866-WOE-7879. Because one time I was down and out, and you know how they say, woe is me, and you know, you're having trials and tribulations. Well, what is a trial to me is may not be a trial to you. Like, somebody may lose a job, somebody may have a loved one that lost their life, and that might be their woe. But God showed me that woe no longer meant a negative, but also meant a positive. And so woe means word of encouragement. So we have to encourage each other each and every day, like I say, before you leave work or go to sleep at night. Give someone a woe. Give them a word of encouragement. Any entrepreneurs that listen to Life Remix Radio, I have a newsletter, and to sign up for the newsletter is at mondayswired.com. And if you have a business or a service that you'd like to promote, just email me at info@encouragementspeaker.com, and I'll promote you for free. There's no fee. There's no backdoor policy where I get you at the end. It's just all love, because if I help you, you most definitely gonna want to help me. And the word goes out each Monday morning. So if you know any entrepreneurs out there that need support, you know, tell them to get at me, you know, info@encouragementspeaker.com. And anyone else out there that just needs a Derek name, just email me and say, hey, I need a word of encouragement with my name, and I'll take care of you.
Derek, I want to say a couple things. This chat room is real active. Before we continue, Biomed Byline, she says, I love that woe word of encouragement, but she has to leave. She joins us every day. Take care, and we're praying for your daughter, Biomed. We haven't stopped praying. Ms. V on the scene says, that's beautiful. Everybody, I put all of his information in the chat room, info@encouragementspeaker.com. His phone number is 866-WOE-7879. And I have to give a very special shout out to somebody who's in the chat room right now. He is probably going to hate me for this. But you all know at the opening of the show, you hear the scratching, and it says, hey, this is the Juan Boy from Rabbit Productions. Our engineer is in the house today, everybody. So if everybody that's on the chat room where it says Rabbit Pro, that's the Juan. So hit him up.
How do you spell his name?
Well, I want you to do Roland's first. I want you, if you could, Derek, give Roland, who's TrueView, who's with me every day.
R-O-L-A-N-D.
R-O-L-A-N-D, yeah. He sent me a very special thank you to my mother last night, and it's so touching because...
I got him. You ready for him?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready. Wait, let me say one more thing. I always say this, but... this show is so like a family because now people are sending me emails. I'm sending emails back. We're asking about each other's kids, so it's a good thing. But anyway, his name is Roland, R-O-L-A-N-D. And hey, Roland,
okay.
For joining us in the chat room. What's his Derek name, Derek, so I can put it in the chat room?
Okay, Roland is respect our life and nurture destiny.
Wait a second. See, respect?
Our life.
Our life.
Life. And nurture destiny.
Okay, I just put it up in the chat room. Roland is respect our life and nurture destiny. Oh, that's beautiful. That is beautiful. Roland, TrueView, you got that? This is laughing. Oh, Ms. V says she's on your website now, Derek. If everybody can go to Derek's
What's
website.
What's her name?
Well, her screen name is Miss V. Miss V, do you want a Derek name? Just let me know what your real name is, or what name you want it. You know, like your name, basically.
Okay. What about DeJuan? You mentioned DeJuan.
Oh yeah, DeJuan. DeJuan, are you DEJ or DJ? You would think I would know by now. Okay, let's do Miss V right now. It's Valerie, and it's V-A-L-A-R-I-E.
V-A-L-A-R-I-E?
Yes, Valerie.
Okay. Vision or shares?
Huh?
Oh, vision or shares leverage and reveals inspired empowerment.
Okay, now look, here I go with vision what?
Vision assures leverage and reveals inspired empowerment.
And reveals?
Inspired empowerment.
Okay.
Okay, we've got Ms. V, which is Valerie. Vision assures leverage and reveals inspired empowerment. Oh, my goodness. Thank you. That is beautiful. Okay, we've got DeJuan, who is our producer. Oh, I'm so happy DeJuan is joining us in the chat room. This is so funny because this show is available through download on iTunes. So I'm sure people listen to the show and they're like, does this girl just sit and gush and, like, you know, have cyber sex or something with all of our visitors every single day? I'm so excited that everybody joins me for an hour every day and hangs out with me. So anyway, Devon, I'm looking at Ms. V and DeJuan at the same time. DeJuan is D-E-J-U-A-N. So I was right. I do have it D-E and then capital J-U-A-N. So then that's
D-E-J-U-A-N.
Right.
D-E-J-U-A-N.
Yep, like Derek Edward Jose.
Okay. Daily empowerment just uplifts achievement now. Daily empowerment just uplifts achievement now.
Okay, I got it. I got, all right, DeJuan, my producer and engineer extraordinaire. It is daily empowerment just uplifts achievement now. So that's for DeJuan. And he put wow with like a whole lot of exclamation points. Teresa asked, does Derek travel across the states or internationally? Does he have a schedule of places where he will be? Sai, what are we reading from? My apologies, I came in late. Okay, I'll tell you in a second, Ms. V. I don't see it on the site. Derek, do you have your agenda on the website?
Oh, my agenda, I keep it in my newsletter, The Word, when they sign up. I don't have it on my website, but I have it in my weekly newsletter. You sign up at Monday's Word. And my schedule is pretty flexible. But, you know, and I have my passport, so I can't go internationally. I've never spoken overseas yet. Or in Canada, but, you know, and if anyone's out there and want to make money and book me, just like, hey, I work with Sai, there's opportunities out there for all of us, because me and Sai help each other all the time, and I don't mind promoting her, I don't mind promoting anybody she's working with, and, you know, hopefully they don't mind promoting me, and my dream is to come to New York City one day, and not just to visit family, but to speak and to do my thing, because I was sharing that with Sai earlier, you know, I just want to encourage people because, if you encourage, there's no way you could be discouraged.
It's just like
if you enjoy, there's no way you can always be in pain. Things will happen, and just like remix, you can remix your life. And it's not just radio, it's a lifestyle. You can remix it. Just like, for example, I'm going to plug my new book. My new book is called Grow the F Up. And if you first hear that phrase, grow the F up, you might think of something negative. But see, grow the F up is a remix, just like life. I remixed that phrase. See, when I was coming up, I realized you had to knit things in the bud, which means negative into positive. So grow the F up is a positive way to say, teach people how to forgive, because the F word that I use is forgiveness. And so if we can grow the forgiveness up in each other, just think how much better we'll be. F is in family. Just think we grow the family up or grow the father up. Or grow the fellowship up. So it's just a positive way to teach others how to forgive. Because if you forgive, guess what? You shall receive. And for more information on that book, you can go to growtheffup.com, which is G R owthefup.com. It's a book for the adult, but it's a positive information that can help us all transform.
Hey, Derek, listen to this. Listen, this chat room is very busy. I put Grow the F Up in the chat room, everybody. So you just go to www.growthefup. Derek, if you have a pen, I want to give you, if you want to subscribe to Derek's email, ladies or gentlemen, just put your email address in the chat room and I'll read it to him, or you can sign up directly. But Derek, Ms. V says, I like the sound of that sigh. He can come to Philly and New York. I would like to touch base with him at some point. Here's Derek, take this website down, www.let's-talklive.com.
Okay.
So let's-talklive.com. So
what's her name? Ms. V?
Yeah, that was Ms. V. That's the Valerie, V-A-L-A-R-I-E.
Okay. Just making notes.
So,
okay.
So you got that one.
Right.
Teja Bu Teresa, she's asking a lot of questions. You're wonderful. She said your heart is absolutely in the right place. True View said, I was on the phone and did not hear the F word, but read it. It caught my attention. Yeah, you know, it's funny because when Derek first told me grow the F up, I was like, oh, my God, that's so hot because, you know, I'm saved, but, you know, that makes a lot of sense. But then he was like, Saida, the F can stand for faith. It can stand for forgiveness. It can stand for family. It can stand for all of these things, which so fits into Life Remix. Once we change the way we think and rethink everything we know about everything we know, it opens up so many other things. Real quick, Derek, before you comment, Sai and Derek, gotta go. Thanks and love to you both. That's from Dewan. Dewan, good looking out. Everybody say goodbye to Dewan in the chat room. Dee, I'll talk to you real soon. So thank you so much for listening. And also, Dee, thank you so much for the warm wishes for my mother. And thanks for joining us. This was a real treat, everybody. We had our engineer in the chat room today. Ms. V also said, that's different, the F up, that's hot. See, Derek, and you know what a lot of people were saying to Derek? One, tell him really quickly. We're down to 6 minutes left. Derek, you got to come back to the show. But tell him real quickly about the guy from the church that didn't even read it.
Well, it's a large organization. I'm not going to mention their name because I'm not about bashing people. But I send my information to them about my book, and all I asked them to do is read my information before they made a decision on whether they would promote it or not. And I was just like, because I don't want people to judge a book by its cover. And then they didn't really read it, because if they respond within 10 minutes, I know they didn't read it. And so he was trying to tell me about a scripture, and I wasn't mentioning the scripture. I just said I want people to see the work and not just be chased off by the title. That's why I took the time out to explain to him what I was doing. And he thought Christians and other people wouldn't even read it without reading it for himself. Because you can't judge for another man what they'll do based on what you think. And, you know, he could have read and said, no, this is not for my audience. But since he didn't read it, I know he judged me anyway. And I purposely asked him, don't judge a book by its cover. At least look into it. And I would respect that decision better than anything if you look at my stuff and say, no, it's not right. It's not for me. I could respect that version. You just looking at my information and saying, hey, it's not going to work. No, and this,
yeah,
and I'm not going to like it.
That stinks, because when Derek told me the story, he said the guy didn't even take time to read it. He couldn't have had time to read it because he responded right away, oh, I'm not interested, just because he assumed F meant something wrong. But that's because everybody is so closed-minded, and they just assumed what it was. Derek, we're down to the last 4 minutes, but before we get ready to do our final thoughts, obviously, based on the chat room, I've got to have you back. But, Dewan, is your email rabbitproductions@gmail.com? Make sure I'm giving the right email, because I want everybody to be able to go, if they need a producer, if they need an engineer. Dewan is in Atlanta, and I'm in New York. But I put it in the chat room. It's rabbitproductions@gmail.com, and I believe that's the right one. If not, he'll fuss me out later.
At Gmail?
Huh?
You said rabbitproductions@gmail?
Yeah, he's the one that does all the mixes and stuff for the show. So I'm wrong. Oh my God, I'm wrong. It's Rabbit Pro. Oh, he just put it in the chat room. All right. I'm checking my BlackBerry. It's rabbitpro@gmail.com. Y'all, I'm just chopping up everything for everybody.
I have to get his info so I can put him in the word and stuff.
Who, Dewan? Yeah, we need to promote him because he's great at what he does. TrueView said you come back again, Derek. So that means we got to have you back on the air, on the show, because I just special request. Oh, you know
how
what,
can,
Derek?
How can other people listen to the show that may have missed it this morning?
What they can do is I'll send you the link. They can go to Blog Talk Radio.
Send me the link because I have a lot of people that may be working and may have missed the interview. But that can help plug your show as well as promote what I'm doing, or just it's a team effort.
And you know what, Derek, you'll be able to read the archive. But True, you said he must come back again. Ms. V says please have him come back. Teja Vu says sending love, light, peace, and blessings. Thanks for the connection. Thank you, Derek, for your loving spirit and spreading the love. So, Derek, we're down to 2 minutes. Just give us your final thoughts. Everybody, just read the transcript, if you can, of today's show. Dewan's email is in there. It's Rabbit Pro, not Rabbit Productions. I gave the wrong one. Sorry, Z. And you'll also be able to read some of the Derek names that he gave for Valerie, for Roland, who's True View, and also for Teresa. If you want Derek to do your own Derek name, join his email list. So, Derek, give your final thoughts, and then I can close the show.
My final thoughts is, find your passion. Because inside the word passion, if you take out the letter I, it says pass on. That I stands for information that you can get from that individual to help you increase. And if you don't have that information from that individual so you can increase, the opportunity to succeed might just pass on. And I'm going to leave you with this last word. It's the word arrive. Hopefully I arrive with a purpose. Hopefully I arrive with some information that can uplift your soul. And see, when you write out the word arrive, A-R-R-I-V-E, and you cross out that first R in the word, you put that R at the end, it spells out a river. See, when you arrive in life with a purpose, things in your life be remixed, just like Life Remix Radio. And things in your life will begin to flow, just like a river. And that's my woe, and that's my courage. And this is Life Remix Radio that you have heard.
I love it. I love it. Derek, well, it's obvious we have to have you back. I have to give our closing prayer. True View was like, sigh, we're down to the last seconds. I love this. Everybody, I love you for listening. And don't forget, as you're in your walk today, that the light of God surrounds us, the love of God enfolds us, the power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever I am, God is. And wherever you are, God is. Derek, thank you. I got to, now send, updates and stuff so everybody can listen to today's show. I'll shoot you, Derek, with the links. Everybody, thank you for listening. And thank you. Real quick, Ms. V said to you, Derek, where did he get this stuff from? Oh, my God. It's his gift from the Lord. So
tell her the word Lord, right? You got L-O-R-D. That's life or death.
Oh, you there, Derek?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, the show just stopped streaming.
Okay.
Have you back, man.
Hey, I appreciate it. We just having fun.
I'm gonna call you right now, all right?
Okay. All right.
All right, peace.
Yeah.